Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, United Against Racism North West has condemned anti-immigrant graffiti on a housing development in Derry. Police have confirmed they're treating it as a hate crime and will investigate fully. Owen Dawson has been laid to rest in Derry on what would have been his 21st birthday. He was one of two cousins to lose their lives following a single vehicle crash in Quigley's Point a week ago Saturday. A report finds a lack of joined-up vision at Stormont for tackling Northern Ireland's problems. And we hear from Claire Hanna, who seems to be the next leader of the SDLP. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with that graffiti that was discovered on new houses in the Waterside area of Derry. United Against Racism North West has condemned the anti-immigrant graffiti. They're calling on the DUP to step up in a bid to have the issue tackled. The words "no migrants, no scum" and "enter at your own risk" were spray painted in black on the empty houses in the vicinity of Church Bray. The spokesperson for the group, Davy McCauley, says there is no excuse for such hate.
Yeah, and I would just like to say that we will stand against this kind of racist graffiti, and United Against Racism will work with all community groups and everything else to make sure that people are safe, and we're not going to allow the kind of racist cancer we've seen the streets of Belfast, they spread the Derry.
And your group now are calling on the DUP to step up to the mark here when it comes to racism.
Yeah, because the reason being, the racist riots happened in Belfast over and over again. We heard DUP people talk about terrible the violence, but there's reasonable concerns. There is no reasonable concern when it comes to defacing property or burning immigrants' property, racist attacks. There is no reasonable concern. There's no caveat to that. It should be condemnation without any kind of any excusing the behaviour. So they should, the DUP are strong in that area. They need to step up, condemn that, and work with communities to make sure it doesn't happen again.
And that was Davy McCauley speaking to Donal-Marie Doherty. In a statement, police in the city have confirmed they're investigating criminal damage to a number of properties. Racist and sectarian graffiti was spray painted onto the exterior walls of the new built homes sometime late last night or early this morning. Appealing for information, police say they are treating the incident as a hate crime and pledge they'll be relentless in their approach in identifying those involved. Owen Dawson has been laid to rest on what would have been his 21st birthday. The young man and his cousin, Cian Dawson-Kirk, passed away following a single vehicle collision in Quigley's Point. They were travelling back from Malin Head, where the pair often went to watch the sea. The Requiem Mass heard that through organ donation, Owen saved 5 lives. Father Sean O'Donnell told those gathered in St Patrick's Church in Pennyburn that they should seek hope in that.
In the midst of our sorrow, we find a glimmer of hope, knowing that Owen's life ending has brought new life to others. Sitting just on the step of the sanctuary in front of his picture on the table is the memory picture from the organ donation crew. Through organ donation, he has given the gift of life to 5 recipients, and his lungs have also been donated for research. On this day, which should have been a celebration here present of Owen's 21st birthday, we still celebrate it. We honour his memory by cherishing the relationships that we have had.
A report has found a lack of joined-up vision in Stormont for tackling Northern Ireland's problems. The paper by independent think tank Pivotal looked at the performance of the executive in the 7 months since its restoration. The report's authors say ministers' tendency to blame a lack of funding is not appropriate. Director of Pivotal, Anne Watt, says there has been some progress, but more is needed.
I think it's a mixed picture. So it is good that we have the executive and the assembly back. It's good that we have local politicians at Stormont making decisions for local people. It is much better. It is far better than the period where we had 2 years without government. I think the big question we'd raise is, are they being ambitious enough?
It seems Claire Hanna will become the new leader of the SDLP. At the weekend, she confirmed she is seeking the job. She's already had the backing of the outgoing leader, Foyle MP Colm Eastwood. She's also received the backing of the party's Stormont leader, MLA Matthew O'Toole. Well, the current deputy leader today outlined her vision for the future.
I ultimately want to realise our goal of a just and a prosperous and a reconciled New Ireland. I believe in the here and now. I don't in making people's lives better in Northern Ireland as well. So we're not a party that says look to the distant future and never mind the state of public services at the moment. We think it's a dual mission. You can do both.
An increased Garda presence is evident in Donegal and further afield today as part of National Slowdown Day. 72 drivers have been detected by GoSafe vans for travelling over the allowed speed limit so far on Irish roads. The joint Garda and RSA campaign is intended to raise awareness about the dangers of speeding and other dangerous driving behaviours, given that it's taking place in the first week of September. Superintendent Jane Humphreys, the chief superintendent in charge of the traffic corps, says it's especially important that people drive with caution near schools.
So even though 30 kilometres per hour may seem slow to you as a driver, and even though on occasions the road may allow you to drive faster, I'm appealing to you not to do it, to stay within the speed limit. Be aware that that speed limit is there to protect young and vulnerable people. So you could be passing a school.
Ticketmaster's monopoly situation should be reviewed, according to the Taoiseach. At the weekend, Oasis fans were horrified to see dynamic pricing push the price of Croke Park gigs over €400. It's led to calls for a ban on the practice and a demand on Ticketmaster to appear before an Oireachtas committee. Taoiseach Simon Harris says the Enterprise Minister is looking into the situation.
I do think this needs to be reviewed. And look, if there's actions government needs to take in terms of the future in relation to this, let's look at that and let's take action in relation to that. But also, you know, I think there's a bad taste in the mouths of people here in relation to the pricing, the surcharge, and we do have to be conscious we are dealing with a monopoly situation here as well. So I would very much welcome a probe in relation to this.
Well, dynamic pricing doesn't seem to be anything new. Tech correspondent Jess Kelly says we're already used to it in other aspects of life.
If you've ever tried to book a summer holiday while the kids are off school and you've tried to book flights, you'll know the flights are more expensive.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing happens. The change that occurred with Ticketmaster, this in-demand system, was introduced in 2022. So it's been in operation for 2 years now. The artists and the promoters have the final say as to whether or not this system is utilised.
Sinn Féin says it would build 300,000 homes for €39 billion if elected to government. Their long-awaited housing plan was released today. It promises to deliver affordable homes between €250,000 and €300,000. I beg your pardon? The party also pledges to abolish the current Help to Buy scheme over a five-year period and reduce rent subsidies. The party's leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, says the housing crisis can only be fixed if the market has changed.
I'm not surprised that the government are out tweeting or talking about this, because the scale of their failure is just so obvious to everyone. And now we come along with the plan. It's comprehensive, it's actionable, it's costed, and it can be delivered, and it will be transformational.
Well, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Eoin Ó'Brien says he is certain the policy will bring more accessibility to house buyers.
I'm absolutely confident that in government, with advice from officials in the department and further engagement with the BPFI, mortgageability would not be a problem. And in two ways. One, banks lending directly to people buying the homes, because ultimately this is a market of people who currently can't access mortgage finance, and therefore there's a value in the banks being able to lend. But also in the banks funding the local authority home loans.
An archaeological dig gets underway this week on the grassy bank at Naylor's Row on the foot of Derry's Walls, close to the bog site. The work's being carried out by a team from Queen's University, with locals being invited to come and help. Artefacts will go on display later this month at the Verbal Arts Centre in the city. It's after an earlier scan some years ago determined the remains of a ditch and other artefacts were likely to be buried at the site. Well, Niall McCann is the chair of the Friends of Derry's Walls.
They had been approached, Queen's University, that in their programme, their bigger programme of digs, would they include Derry in that? And lo and behold, they have. So that's it. They're back. And there's three things they may find. The first thing, and number one, is that they might find, hopefully, the remains of this ditch that goes around the walls. And it's quite interesting, a ditch, because in a ditch is where you end up getting a lot of debris, and definitely from the 17th, 18th and 19th, 20th century will be not ditch going around the walls. That'll be interesting, number one. Number two is there will be other bits and pieces they'll find from the 18th and 19th century to do with the walls, possibly even to do with the siege of Derry. You might find, who knows, cannonballs or bits and pieces there too. And number three would be the remains of Nearer's Row. There was a street there at one time just where the grassy bank is, and just to identify where that is and get it properly marked out. So we're hoping to find lots of bits and pieces, and as I said, the dig really starts this Wednesday and then it'll run for about a week and a half.
Liquids over 100 millilitres will no longer be permitted in cabin baggage at Donegal Airport and other airports across the country and further afield in Europe. It's a temporary change by the EU following the introduction of new scanning machines at Donegal Airport and elsewhere. Liquids under 100 millilitres can remain in cabin luggage while passing through C3 scanners. They don't have to be stored in a clear plastic bag. Liquids, aerosols and gels in containers over 100 mils will only be accepted if they're within the category of baby food or milk, medicines or special dietary requirements. Tricia Gillespie is security manager at Donegal Airport, and she says these will have to be presented outside of cabin bags at security.
Due to an EU regulatory change, any liquids, aerosols and gels now over 100 mils, they're not permitted in cabin baggage going forward. So that's with the exception of any medicines, baby foods or dietary requirements. So any liquids now, aerosols and gels, 100 mils or less, they can remain in the cabin baggage and they don't have to be presented separately in the plastic bag at Donegal.
What's the story then? Is it a matter of recalibrating machines, or what is the reason for this regulation? Because we understand it will be for a limited amount of time.
Yeah, well, as I say, it's a temporary change at the moment now. So we are hopeful that we can revert back to the no liquid restrictions again in the near future. But for the moment, we have to comply with the EU regulation.
And that was Tricia Gillespie at Donegal Airport. The Justice Minister says new changes to stalking laws will give more protection to victims. Under the legislation, a new system of civil orders is being introduced to help provide an earlier intervention. The new measure will be available to all victims of stalking, regardless of their relationship with the perpetrator. Minister Helen McEntee says this will speed up the process of getting justice.
We know that often criminal trials, they can take a long time. The burden of proof is much higher. This allows a person, if they feel at risk, if they're afraid, if they know that somebody is stalking or engaging in stalking behaviour, that they can, in a much quicker way, go to a civil court and seek what is essentially a restraining order, or an order restraining them from engaging in that type of behaviour.
It's 12 and a half minutes past five. Time for a short break. Back with sports news after these.
Life is much easier when things are, well, easy. Like Scratch and Win, the new easy-to-play 1 euro scratch card from the National Lottery. How much? Just 1 euro. How easy to play? Well, it couldn't be any easier. You just scratch to see if you've won one of over 500,000 prizes up for grabs. Easy peasy, scratchy sneezy. Play Scratch and Win, the new 1 euro scratch card with over 500,000 prizes to be won. The National Lottery. It could be you. Play responsibly. Play for fun.
The Donegal Cheviot and Cheviot Cross Breeders Group will hold their annual sale of Cheviot, Cheviot Mules, Suffolk Cross Cheviots and Cheviot Cross Black Face Hogget Yows and Yow Lambs this Friday the 6th at Stranorler Mart. The sale is online on the Mart Eye app at 6 p.m. with a viewing from 3 p.m. That's the Donegal Cheviot Cross Breeders Group sale this Friday. This ad is kindly sponsored by Lynch Brothers Northwest Plant Hire Limited, Lynchford, Boncrana.
Are you tired of waiting for treatment or surgery? Did you know you can receive immediate treatment across the border under the new NI Planned Healthcare Scheme at potentially no cost? Donegal patients are still being treated with us at Kingsbridge Private Hospital Northwest post-Brexit. The process is easy and our dedicated team will help guide you through it. So why wait? Contact us today to find out how you can skip the waiting lists and receive treatment in Northern Ireland. Visit kingsbridgeprivatehospital.com. Because life matters.
These days, we're all looking for healthy, tasty family meals and lots of variety. The good news is that our fishermen continue to bring us the best of the catch, like fresh Irish hake and haddock. There are so many ways to enjoy them. Try delicious Thai curry with hake or mouth-watering Cajun seasoned haddock. For lots of tasty recipes and different meal ideas, visit boardbeer.ie and look out for Irish Hake and Haddock next time you're shopping. Fresh ideas, great meals.
There's bingo every Monday night at Halfway House Burnfoot. Doors open at 7:30 with eyes down at 8:30. €2,500 must go. The snowball is now €2,350 on 45 numbers or less. If you're not in, you can't win. That's Halfway House Bingo tonight at 8:30.
On September 12th, something big is starting at iMotors. Mark your calendars. You won't want to miss this event. Tell your wife, iMotors. Tell your husband, iMotors. Tell your neighbours, iMotors.
Woohoo! You're listening to Highland Radio, broadcasting to some of the 1,000 millionaires made by the National Lottery so far. Next time you play a National Lottery game, it really could be you. Woo-hoo! Play responsibly. Play for fun. See lottery.ie for more details.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with the Paralympics. County Tyrone's Deighton Regis is in final action at the La Défense Pool this hour. The Dungannon swimmer competes in the men's 100-metre breaststroke SB14. Having qualified 8th fastest from this morning heats. That race is due to get underway in the pool within the next couple of minutes. To Gaelic Games, the Donegal CCC have confirmed the fixtures for next weekend's final round of games in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championships. The 8 round 4 games will all be played at the same time on the same day, Sunday the 8th of September at 3 p.m. with the last of the group games in the Intermediate Championship will take place on Saturday evening the 7th at 5:30. Junior fixtures will be played over both days. There will be more on the championship this evening on the DL debate here in Highland presented by Brendan Devaney. He'll be joined by John Gilday, who takes a look at the Donegal Championship. Sean McVeigh recaps the Donegal Hurling Finals. And Michael McMullen talks club action in Derry and Tyrone. That's all part of the DL debate after the 7 p.m. news this evening. Now, Liverpool's Mo Salah made 10 goals and 9 appearances at Old Trafford in yesterday's 3-0 Premier League win away to Manchester United. The forward, whose contract is up at the end of the season, helped maintain his side 100% start under new boss Arne Slot. But Salah says his future remains unclear.
As you know, this is my last year in the club. I just want to enjoy it and just... I don't want to think about it, but just like I feel I'm free to play football and we'll see what's going to happen next year.
In motorsport, Rally Ceredigion took place in Wales over the weekend, which was a counting round of both the British and European Rally Championships. Donegal's Ryan McHugh and his navigator Arthur Cairns marked one of the biggest rallies of the young Donegal driver's career with a 7th place finish in the RC4 category of the International Rally. That result meant that he also won the Junior British Championship category, taking what would be a 2nd win of the season. Kyle McBride and Dara Mullen were competing in a Corsa for the very first time and they finished in 3rd. To golf, Scotty Scheffler has capped an incredible year by winning the Tour Championship in Atlanta and with that, the FedEx Cup. The world number one became the first player since Tiger Woods to win 7 PGA Tour events in a season. Scheffler, who also took the gold medal at the Olympics in Paris, says it's been an incredible 12 months.
There's a lot of stuff that's gone on outside of golf that's been a bit of a wild year, but I'm really thankful to the support I've had from my team this year and from my wife and my son and really to the fans as well.
Finally, in tennis, Wimbledon finalist Jasmine Paolini has lost the first set of her US Open 4th round match 6-3 to Carolina Mukova. The winner of that one will face either Carolina Wozniacki or Beatrice Haddad-Maia in the last 8. Later tonight, some of the big guns are in action. The women's number one seed, Iga Świątek, is up against the 17th seed, Lamia Samsonova. And the men's top seed is Yannick Sinner. He will play Tommy Paul. While 5th seed, Daniel Medvedev, will be taken to the court to take on Nuno Borges. And that's it from the sports desk for the moment. Don't forget the DL debates live after the 7 o'clock news this evening with lots of championship talk in the safe hands of Brendan Devaney. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisín. The minister of a Northern Ireland church says she's devastated after it was targeted in an arson attack. Around 50 firefighters tackled the blaze at Green Island Church of Ireland in County Antrim with no reports of any injuries. Parish Minister Reverend Dr. Izzy Hawthorne-Steele says the church had been celebrating its 70th anniversary earlier in the day.
You're up on a real high, and we'd all got ourselves a pat on the back and said, we've done well, everybody's enjoyed it, let's go out in a high. And we all decided we'd go home and have a good rest after weeks of planning this. And to hear and to see what happened is devastating, absolutely devastating.
Drama, film and theatre studies is being added as a subject in the Leaving Certificate. From the next academic year, students will also be able to study climate action and sustainable development. They'll be introduced to fifth-year students for the 2025-2026 school year. The new subjects are among a series of changes announced today by the Education Minister, Norma Foley. And the Inishowen councillor is calling for the development of more facilities on the peninsula to test commercial vehicles. On photo representations from Councillor Albert Doherty, Donegal County Council is liaising with the Road Safety Authority to identify how more operators and centres can be identified to carry out commercial vehicle roadworthiness tests. Councillor Doherty says one of the two operators in Letterkenny at present is interested in expanding into Inishowen, and he wants everything possible to be done to support that venture. He says at present it's very inconvenient for businesses to have to travel to Letterkenny.
The nearest location for the people of Inishowen is two centres located in the Letterkenny area, Letterkenny town. And of course, there has been a void here to be filled in Inishowen since a previous facility was available and used and was located in Muff. So this is just a pressure on our business sector, and my motion was an engagement requested from the council to talk with the RSA to see could we establish, encourage and advance how interest in providing the service might be recommenced in Inishowen.
Now, the council has begun that process. We understand you'll be getting an update. There's an Inishowen MD meeting taking place very shortly. Hopefully there may be an update at that, and failing that, there'll be an update at the next plenary.
Yeah, and also I followed up with the Senior Economic Development Officer here in Donegal County Council, because I had an indication of two of the present providers in the Letterkenny area. One of those sources was saying that they were looking at extending the service into Inishowen. So I would be inviting Donegal County Council again and that provider to put all hands to the wheel and to see can we agree or source an appropriate and a proper location for this service to be returned to Inishowen.
Councillor Albert Doherty. Selection conventions for the Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal constituency have been taking place for both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Those successful in securing election to the Dáil will also represent people in South Donegal. Councillor Adele McSharry will contest the election on behalf of Fianna Fáil, while Deputy Frank Fian was chosen to represent Fine Gael at a selection convention last night. A founding chairperson of the New York St. Patrick's Day Foundation is hoping to be elected to the Seanad to represent the global Irish citizen. If elected, he'd be the first person based abroad to represent Irish people. Hilary Byrne says not enough is being done to engage with people who have emigrated in a more meaningful way. He says emigration affected all families in Ireland, and the diaspora deserves a voice in Leinster House.
So the hope is that I will get elected to Seanad Éireann. That will help to start to formulate, in essence, a different policy towards Irish emigrants abroad. And you reflect on it, I'm sure in your own family, you've got relatives who live abroad, and every single family in Ireland has. And like I say, they are not being engaged in a real way. They're not being representative here. And that's such a shame.
You're based in New York. Would you be giving a commitment to come over, if elected, to come over and base yourself in Dublin whenever the Seanad is sitting?
Yes, I probably would base myself in Boyle County, Roscommon, where I'm from.
Yeah.
But yes, I would come to Ireland and live in Ireland. Because, again, there is a desperate need. And when I say a desperate need, I spoke last year at the Global Civic Forum in Dublin Castle. You had Irish citizens from all over the globe. And when I spoke about the need for representation, the correct place would be in the Seanad, not in the Dáil. And why? Because the Dáil is the legislative body that governs this country. You don't want people who are not invested and engaged on a day-to-day basis with Ireland having a say in the government of the country. So that's where the Seanad comes in. It's appropriate to have a Seanad constituency for the Irish abroad to elect representatives. And what that will do is increase engagement.
Well, the forecast, it'll stay largely dry tonight with good clear spells and light winds, just a few outbreaks of rain in lows, temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, Tuesday, largely dry. A few light showers will occur in a light northwesterly breeze. Some sunshine developing as well in highs of 16 to 19 degrees Celsius. Looking at some of today's top stories, United Against Racism North West has condemned anti-immigrant graffiti on a new housing development in the Waterside area of Derry. They're calling on the DUP to step up in a bid to tackle the issue in the community. Police in the city have confirmed they're investigating the damage and calling it a hate crime. They say they'll be relentless in their approach in identifying those involved. Owen Dawson has been laid to rest in Derry on what would have been his 21st birthday. The young man and his cousin, Cian Dawson-Kirk, both passed away following a single vehicle crash in Quigley's Point on Saturday of last week. They had been travelling back from Malin Head, where they'd gone to watch the sea. A report has found a lack of joined-up vision instalment for tackling Northern Ireland's problems. The paper by the independent think tank Pivotal looked at the performance of the executive in the 7 months since its restoration. And there is an archaeological dig taking place in Derry this week. It gets underway on Wednesday. It's taking place at the grassy bank on the foot of Derry's walls at Naylor's Row. The work's been carried out by a team from Queen's. They're trying to trace a ditch that they know did go around the base of the walls. They also hope to find the remains of the original Naylor's Row. That's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines at 6. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday, the 2nd of September. The death has taken place of Joe O'Hagan, Mina Lubin, Linsford, Buncrana. Joe's remains will repose at his late residence from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. House private pleas from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only pleas, donations if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Porter Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Stella Quinn, Nay McDyre, Malanty Boyle, Glenties. Stella's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening and tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St Connell's Church, Glenties, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors, or any family member. The death has occurred of Patricia McBrearty, Church Street, St Johnson. Patricia will repose at her late residence at Church Street, St Johnson, from 7 o'clock this evening and all day tomorrow. Family time, please, before the funeral. The funeral cortege will leave Church Street, St Johnson, at 10:30 on Wednesday morning, going to St Bathan's Church for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Richard Boner, known as Shannon, Calhame Convoy. His remains will repose at Terence McClintock's funeral home, Ballybough Convoy, until 9 o'clock this evening. A service of thanksgiving for Shannon's life will take place in the funeral home tomorrow at 2, followed by burial in Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny, at approximately 3 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dyslexia Ireland, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Hubert Reynolds, 6 Coast Guard Station, Greencastle. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by interment in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com. Highland Radio.
we love Irish music, and we want to show our support for the movers, the makers and the shakers. Right through Irish Music Month this September, join Highland Radio in celebrating those who make every party, every drive and every day simply magic. Bye.